preceding material is from the 12th Annual Conference on Navajo Education, the evening of April 16th, 1970. Now, the material gathered during the day, gone over during the day, was mainly involved in field trips. These are some notes that I took while on the field trips. The first place we visited was the Fairchild plant, which is located in Shiprock, and it used to be in what is now the Civic Center, but they have been in their new location for 3 months. Fairchild plant employs 1,043 people, 32 of whom are non-Indians. They have a starting salary of $1.60 an hour, with raises approximately every 4 months for the first year, and then a different raise scale thereafter. They work 3 shifts a day for 5 days a week. Their main product are semiconductors. The average wage is $1.78 an hour. 95% of their work involves the use of microscope. The hourly employees are paid every Friday. Fairchild has had a plant in the Shiprock area for 5 years now, and they have 47 people working with them now who started with them 5 years ago. The headquarters of Fairchild is in Mountain View, California, and they have similar factories spread all over the world. They have their own machine shop in Shiprock in which they have 43 apprentices and 5 instructors, and they service the machines out at Fairchild. They say everyone they train they have a job for, but if the trainee doesn't wish to stay here and work, he's never stopped from going elsewhere to look for a job. They say that they have beat all their deadlines in the past. Therefore, they have gone from the bottom of the Fairchild plants, the lowest in regard, in the upper 20% of the Fairchild plants, and they get a lot of prime contracts and a lot of preferred contracts. In December, they were employing 1,268 people, but because of government cutbacks in spending, they've had to cut back employees. They're allowed 2% defects in the semiconductors that they manufacture. If there's more than 2% defects, the whole lot is sent back to the assembly line before it's shipped out of the factory here in Shiprock. The man we talked to at the plant was Mr. Bowman, and he is Navajo. The next part of the field trip involved going to what is called the mid-school. This involves grades 6, 7, and 8, and has only been in use, the actual building has only been in use for 3 weeks. They have 500 students there. Their daily classes, they have 6 periods per day of 1 hour each. It appeared to be quite a large school. They had a separate room for the band and a separate art room, which we saw. They had a combination auditorium, gymnasium, with the stage in between the auditorium and the gymnasium. So that either side could be used as the auditorium, depending on the number of people they had. The gymnasium also served as the cafeteria, in which they served hot lunches to all their students. The classrooms themselves, they have separate classrooms for math, science lab, English, and social studies. And I believe there are 4 classrooms for each one of these subjects. And most of the classrooms open onto the library, which is actually the central part of the building. Next on our field trip, we visited the preschool, which involves mainly 5-year-olds. This school has 8 rooms, and they have 240 children attending, with approximately 30 children in each classroom. They also have 1 class of 6-year-olds, and they also serve hot lunches at this school. The building itself is about 3 years old, and next year they hope to add on 8 more classrooms and possibly a library, depending on whether they have older children to deal with. We didn't get to visit the local public high school, but from what I could gather, the students come in from 5 different elementary schools throughout the school district, and the furthest distance that has to be traveled is 45 miles one way each day. While going through the other 3 schools, the other 2 schools, I didn't notice a great abundance of Indian teachers. Most teachers were non-Indians. They're probably, at most, in each of the schools, it was 10% Indian teachers. The final school we visited is a day school for preschool children below the age of 5 years. It's operated by Mr. and Mrs. DeGraff, and it's been in operation for 2 years, and it's located in the old boarding school. Attempts had been made previous to their successful attempt. Attempts had been made for 5 years, and they'd all met with failure. Most of the children don't stay there for more than 8 hours a day. They have a standard preschool program, and they try to teach the children, who are mostly Navajos, they try to teach them English. However, they don't force it upon them. Children are fed their 3 main meals at the school, and they're also given snacks so that they eat something every 2 hours. They even sleep quite a bit of the time there. The school itself opens at 6 in the morning and doesn't close until 7 at night. The school is a non-profit organization, but it has no outside funding, so therefore parents are charged, depending upon their income. For extremely low-income families, they're charged $5 a day for the first child, and $5 a week for the first child, and $1 a week for each additional child. The maximum that would be charged for a high-income family would be $8.50 a week for the first child, $7.50 a week for the second child, and $5 a week for each child after that. Because they aren't connected with any of the state schools or federal schools, they don't have to meet regulations set up by the state or the federal school systems. However, they exceed most regulations. They have more teachers than are required and more floor space. However, they don't have a regular fire escape system, but they've worked out a system for that, and the beds that they have are too close together. But in order to take care of the number of children they have there, they have to put the beds that close. The tribe, Navajo tribe, has a juvenile code, but the main set of regulations that they follow at this day school is the Public Health Service regulations. In the near future, they hope to be building a new school on grant money from EDA. They're going to build a school here in Shiprock, and also one down near Window Rock, Arizona. They have 260 children enrolled in their program, but they have no more than 85 at any one time. And they have 19 aides, and they figure that they have one aide for every 13 children. There's the only requirement for aides is that they are Navajo and that they can't abuse the children. They're only given one chance, and if any abuse occurs, they're released from employment. They've been incorporated, and the name of their organization is Indian Aid Incorporated. In order to build enough beds for all the children, they went and asked for and received an ONEO grant for $6,000. 20 men volunteered their time. The $6,000 went for materials, and of the 20 men who volunteered their time, only 2 were carpenters. They also had to redo all the plumbing in the building, and Mr. DeGroff is a contractor, so he was able to redo most of the plumbing himself. They have separate rooms for 3 age groups. They have a baby room or an infant room, and they have 31 cribs in here, and these are for children under 2 years of age. They have another room that is much larger, and I imagine they could put 150 children in there, and they have 100 to 150. And these are for the